This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Are you influenced by advertising? Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, when I'm online, I often feel like I'm being watched.
Well, you are.
You know, I resent that they are tracking my browsing history and formulating a steady meal of targeted ads and the algorithm that determines that I will, you know, what I'm going to nibble. Do you like that food analogy? Well, how do you react to advertising? Actually, you're nibbling right now. So, Well, according to the Ad Council, in the 1970s, the average American was exposed to 500 to 1600 ads per day. That was in the 70s. That was billboards, magazines, TV, radio, and street signage. By 2022, that number was between 5,000 and 12,000 ads daily.
Wow.
The question is, do they work? I mean, if they're doing that, it must, right? Well, apparently, yes. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, made more than $120 billion last year by reaching 2.3 billion people. I'd like to say that I am not influenced by those kinds of ads, but I look at it as news. I hear about it, you know, something, and I want or need in an ad. You know, I may reach out and explore that product or service, then possibly spend money on it. Having been in television and in radio for a few decades, I embrace advertising. Ad revenues drive several industries. An open marketplace embraces the tenets of capitalism that tell us that that if we can make a great product and get the word out, then we can make some money. Well, that money creates jobs, tax revenues, and opportunities. Heck, advertising revenues allow me to deliver financial education through my Money Tracker reports. Heck, that doesn't mean I like being bombarded with advertising. The biggest pet peeve when I use the internet is on the phone. I get on a page, I want to begin reading, but every 2 seconds, a pop-up flips on the screen. I try to find the X to close it, and I inevitably click somewhere that it takes me to the advertiser's page. Yeah. It's like trying to swat flies with a toothpick. Well, are you influenced by advertising? You may think that you aren't, but unless you live in a cave, I'd say that you may spend money on things that you may not have without a message coming out from somewhere. But hey, you're helping support great programming like the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS. And of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600, and that's an ad.
We sure hope it works. By the way, I'm drinking some Prairie Fire coffee this morning.
Is it in your, what's that mug?
That's a Vornado cup there.
Your Vornado mug?
You've been exposed to one more commercial there. Today is National Comic Book Day.
Oh, that's funny.
Honoring the art, artists, and stories of comic books, fans, collectors, readers, and artists come together to celebrate the day with events across the country. First popularized in the United States, comic books are also called comic magazines.
Uh-huh.
Favorites when you were growing up. I got a list here. How about Mad?
Oh, I love Mad Magazine.
And it's cheap knockoff Cracked.
Yeah.
You ever see Cracked?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Superman. Batman. These were the ones my brothers and I liked. I really liked Beetle Bailey for some reason. Liked him a lot.
Yeah.
You guys want to chime in there with the favorite comic book? I'm going to say Ted never... He never read comic books.
He only had when I was a kid.
Giant book.
But I never
Richie
thought
Rich,
of,
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I like those two and Archie. For a while. But they were never really funny to me.
No, not fun.
They're not. I wouldn't. Why do they call them comic books? Batman is not a comic.
It's pretty serious stuff.
Comedy. It's more like reading a book with pictures kind of thing. Storybooks might be better. Illustrated storybooks.
Illustrated magazines.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, Mad Magazine was a comic book.
Yeah, that was a satiric.
Yeah, it had a little bit of cartoons in there, but for the most part, it was. Did Mad have the Spy versus Spy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They take the popular movie.
Oh.
And their artists were so good at coming so close at the way the actual actors looked.
Like The Godfather or something.
The substitute line here and there.
The movie parodies were the best.
Movie parodies were absolutely great.
You know, publishing in that format is all but gone away.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were trying to find some, just like Food and Wine or magazines or something like that. You can still find them, but first of all, they're like $18. Are they still making comic books? Are they still making Mad Magazine? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've sort of outgrown it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour.
There are still some jokes in Mad from the '70s that me and my brothers still exchange to each other.
Really?
I mean, some of that stuff
Name
has
one.
Lasted for 50 years.
What is it? What?
There's one from Return of the Jedi or Luke is, some idiot covered him in animal guts.
There's some
picture of Luke Skywalker dangling there. We're still laughing about that 50 years later.
All right. There you go. Mad Magazine. Coming up, 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Helene is poised to become a big storm. And police share more information on the deputy-involved shooting in South Wichita. Those stories on the way, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.